Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Meredith Thomas joins us. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Hey, thank you.
Ma'am. I called her ma'am.
Yeah, that was very chivalrous. Yeah.
And she works for HurryDate.com. And what is HurryDate? Speed dating? Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's basically... I'm a host. We go from bar to bar, and our daters get 10 to 15 5-minute dates all in one night. Wow. So I have my whistle and my stopwatch, and I keep the party moving.
Now, Meredith, I mentioned to my friend Tim Conway Jr., I guess maybe 5 or 6 months ago, that I have a very good buddy who found himself, he's done it one time, in one of these speed dating environments where he speed dated, if that's the correct terminology.
Right.
And I knew nothing about it until he had brought it up. I guess it's been featured in some movies. Mm-hmm. But when did speed dating, since we live in such a society where everybody wants to use every minute, be as efficient as they can, when did speed dating become the thing to do?
Well, I think, you know, online dating has become so popular, but it's, I don't know if you... If you've done it, but it's very, very time consuming. I think the rise of speed dating has come with the rise of this online dating because basically it's time consuming to weed through your prospects and email and check their spelling. Do they spell your with a apostrophe YR or not? You know,
is that a deal breaker for
it's
you?
It's a deal breaker for me. I had one person like 5 times in one email misspell your, and I couldn't take it any further.
Oh, you mean the contraction
and
all of that, right?
Know the difference. I mean, he was Australian, so I don't know if the education system is as good, but, you know, I just couldn't get past it.
Somebody emailed me who works at the station. Somebody the other day emailed me. They said, did you write this piece, that was a piece we did on the air? And they spelled write, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. I don't mind, you know, if big words are misspelled.
Sure.
You know,
but
you know, he's enormously talented. You know, if you F that one up, it doesn't matter. But you are, why are you and why are you apostrophe R-E?
But Meredith, what if he uses your correctly,
but
leaves out the apostrophe, for example?
Well, if it's a text message, it's forgivable. But otherwise, you need
that
apostrophe.
So you must be single.
Yes, I am.
A lot of guys are into F it, man.
Yeah.
All right. And so you work for HurryDate. How long have you been with them?
I've been there for about 9 months running events. I do. I enjoy it, though sometimes it can be a tough, tough road. You know, you're expected to be the cheerleader for all these single lives, and sometimes I have to rally up the energy to be my own cheerleader.
Now, when you go into a bar and you put together one of these HurryDate sessions, are people notified of that before and they all meet at the bar, or is it just
I just spring it on them.
Like
I go
willy-nilly.
And I start blowing my whistle and I'm like, rotate everybody, HurryDate.
Start dating everybody. Like, hey, who's the homeless woman with the whistle?
Sometimes we have low numbers and I feel like I do want to recruit from the bars. And you know, sometimes I just want to sit alone at the bar myself.
But obviously, as Tim asked, it must be organized, right?
It is organized, yeah. People find us online and register online, and we break it down demographics. We do some specialty events. Our Jewish events are very popular. We haven't had such good success with the Christian events.
Really? What's with the Goyim? The Goyim don't want a date?
I don't know. Mm. I don't think we've had any, actually. I don't think we've been able to get our numbers for any of the Christian events.
Right. Now, you strike
does
me.
Does a Christian ever try to sneak into the Jewish dating pool?
Actually, I dated someone for about a month who showed up at a Jewish event who wasn't Jewish, but he got stuck. I wouldn't let him date, so he got stuck talking to me all night, and then we ended up dating.
I get the impression that you're like a Methodist or something. No, you're Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
No, I thought you like, are you Lutheran like me?
Yeah. How could you tell?
Yeah.
It's the nose.
Are you really Lutheran?
Are you Lutheran?
Yeah. No. I'm not Lutheran. I'm
Catholic.
No, I'm a Protestant girl who went to a Catholic school. Rid of all my problems.
All right. And by the way, Meredith Thomas, who works for HurryDate.com. She grew up in Alaska, spent her first 7 years in Alaska, and I asked her where she's from. She said, Barrow Point. And I said, you know, I used to track that, because I'm a weather freak.
Right.
And that's the most northern point in America. And it's like, you know, you check in the winter, B-A-R-R-O-W, Alaska, and it could be like 70 degrees below zero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
with
where
the
you
wind
grew
chill
up?
Factor. I did. My parents worked for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they said, we don't want to be on a reservation in Arizona in the heat. Let's go to
a good
village
idea.
In Alaska.
I bet there wasn't any drinking up there, huh?
Oh, it's a dry city, actually.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's geez. So, the alcoholism per capita is so extreme that it's completely dry.
You can't legally drink there?
There's been times where you couldn't have any alcohol. Now, I believe
you can buy it somewhere else.
You can fly it up, which is great. You know, like you can bring it in,
but
there's
buy a
not
drink up
one.
There.
There's, and you know, it's, I mean, you can practically throw rocks at the Russians when you're up there. I mean, it's that far north. But you cannot go anywhere, grocery store anywhere, and buy any type of alcohol.
To be so close to the Russians, you would think they'd help you out.
You know what? That's where you got. If you want to become sober, move up there for a year.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. You understand cabin fever when you've had 24 hours of darkness all winter.
Oh, yeah.
And no alcohol.
I heard the suicide rate is one out of every two people.
Oh, I don't.
50%.
I don't know about that.
Pretty high up there.
But
how
it
long?
Is depressing.
7 years, you said?
I lived 7 years. My dad stayed. My dad was up there for over 30 years. You'd hear it in his voice every winter. The depression would set in with the darkness. It's hard life.
But vice versa, in the summer, the sun never goes down.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd hate that.
It's light all day.
Loved that.
Oh, I'd hate the light all day, but I guess
it's all day and all night. It never goes down.
Yeah, see, I'd hate that. But what I could get into
is the winters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the dark side of my personality. I could get into darkness 24/7 because all the sleeping I could
do. How long does that last? Is it a month?
No. Gosh, I don't remember. But it's pretty. It's a good part of the winter. I mean,
about 4 or 5 months, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
it's
Christ.
Bad. I remember being like 3 in the morning outside in the summer playing with the dog. Broad daylight at 3 in the morning.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to go see them. All right. If you want interested in hurry dating, we're going to try to set Whippin up here with some hurry dates.
All right.
Yeah.
And since this is radio, we don't have 5 to 10 minutes. Let's do 1 minute. So if you're a woman in Southern California, and Brian Whitman has sort of a wide age range with women he'll date, and his philosophy is, I believe I got this right, 8 hours after you're born and 8 hours after you die?
Well, it's a bit more focused than that, Tim, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, look, I mean, you know, 18, 19 is fine by me.
Oh, 18 to what?
Well, look, I'm a man. I mean, you know, I'm
18 to
18 and I'm 35. Mm-hmm. So
18 to 20 then?
No, 18 to 40.
Don't 18
you,
to 40, wow.
Don't you want someone
wow.
you could at least have a cocktail with, legally?
Yeah, you couldn't drink with her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're
you
right.
You want to be able to go to a bar.
21. 21 to 40.
21 to 40.
21 to 40.
How about that? You go to a restaurant, and she's like, hey, listen, I can't go into this joint. It's a 21 and over
club. Can I get a Roy Rogers in here?
I'd love to come to this commerce event you guys do, but I can't get in.
You're right. 21. And by the way, don't think, Meredith, I saw the look already from you, you know, that I'm some sort of predator, some sort of sexual freak.
That's what happens, though, with older chicks. They will judge you.
I said 18.
Older? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You're in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
How old? 28?
We're not discussing
you're 27?
Me.
How old is she, Gina?
I date over 21.
You date over 21.
Gina, wait, is Meredith your age?
Oh, geez.
No, I think she's like a year younger than me.
She's 26.
She's
yeah, right
sweet.
About 26.
Oh, very, very sweet.
All
I
right.
love radio.
If you'd like to speed date with Brian Whitman in 1 minute. 21 to 40. All right. It doesn't matter how attractive you are, how ugly you are. He's into a lot of stuff. 520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Meredith, when you say that people go on speed dating and it's 5 to 10 minutes and then you blow the whistle and they
mm-hmm,
move,
mm-hmm.
Are people 80% sure, 70% sure, 50% sure that they want to be with that person and don't want to be with that person after 10 minutes?
Well, actually, I probably misspoke. It's about 5 minutes, the dates. It's 10 to 15 5-minute dates. And
all right, in that 5 minutes, are they 99% sure?
I think so.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think
you don't have to have dinner. You don't have to sit there and listen to her ass, and she doesn't have to listen to your crap.
No,
right, you
don't have
right
to pay
to
for
it.
You don't have to pay for her drinks.
You just get right to it. You get right to it.
Yeah, and well, I think chemistry is in God's hands. I really do. I think right. that you can do a lot of work, online dating and chat, and even phone chemistry. Which we'll see how it goes for your next 1 minute date. But phone chemistry can feel like there's a chemistry, and then there's a physical that just doesn't translate. So you cut to the chase. Right. That's
did
our.
Did you
motive.
Go to improv classes?
Huh?
Did you do improv?
Yes. Uh huh.
Wow. Because that when you said phone and you held your thumb into your ear and your pinky to your mouth, that's great improv.
All right. So if you'd like to date me, we'll do a hurried date. The number is 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. You know, obviously.
All right. Let's roll through it.
You ladies, you can be between 21 and 40. So I appreciate women, beautiful women of all types right. and all age
Trolls
ranges.
You're not fat or.
Oh no.
No. I I'm not the perfect specimen of.
Would you date a chick who's 300 pounds?
Sure.
Let's not get into that now. Let's just take the calls as they come in, and we'll learn during our hurry date about the people who call here.
Well, I think to be fair, we should choose like you know your body type off of one of these categories.
All right, let's roll down here on Brian's. The look that best describes your body type is thin and fit, athletic build, no. a few extra pounds, or husky.
Husky. Husky would be, I think, would be nice.
Uh-huh. That's a nice
All right. way. Do you want to break down husky? Majorly husky?
Yeah, I'm fat.
Okay, all right.
Oh.
All right, how old are you?
I am 35.
30 to 35. And you're looking for...
A partner who's 21 to 40 years old. A woman, by the way.
Okay. This is 21 through 40.
I'm a man seeking a woman. Want to get that out of the way. 21 to 40 right. is the age range that I'm looking at on the other side.
What is your religious affiliation?
I'm a Christian.
Are you a Methodist?
I'm a Lutheran.
Oh, okay.
But anything is called you Jewish?
Yes, I am not
Muslim.
Yes, I am not a
Have you ever dated a Muslim?
No, I don't think so.
All right. How important for you is it to date somebody of the same religion?
Not at all important.
Not at all. How about...
I would like to date, however, a spiritual person. I mean,
sweet spirit.
I don't think I would ever marry and have kids with someone who thinks this is it and there's right. no grand creator. I don't think I could live my life with a person like that.
So right. they have to believe in God. Or something bigger.
Yeah, some higher
something
power.
Higher.
Yeah, and I have a deep Christian faith, but I don't expect it to be shared by the person
Praise
I date.
Jesus! Do you believe
do you believe in evolution? I think that was the 11th question.
Of course I believe in evolution.
Okay, cool. Good enough.
All right, now, your income is $100,000 plus, right?
Yes, it is.
And what best describes your social life?
Homebody.
Homebody.
Just being honest.
All right. Homebody, man. That's all I got. Is that all you got?
There's three more.
I would like to know the top things you're looking for in a mate.
Tim. let me say, and this might be somewhat hypocritical because I'm not the perfect physical specimen, but I am looking for a very attractive. I like to date very attractive women. I do.
Oh and my word!
I know I'm a little heavy, and maybe I'm not
right, attractive.
Yeah.
Shallow.
Dumb? No. Smart.
Smart.
What about how educated? Does it matter?
Smart. I think that you can find really smart, intelligent people who didn't even graduate high school.
Thank you very
so,
much.
So, you know, smart.
GED.
Like Malibu Dan.
I'm not going to put a requirement on having achieved
at
certain,
least a GED.
Yeah,
or
I would
a high
hope
school
so.
equivalency or high school diploma.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, if you can't get a GED, yeah.
Okay,
all
fine.
Right, so attractive, that, smart. What's the third quality?
Funny.
Like
I like chicks who can make me laugh or who at least like if I like you know if I see something kind of like if we're in the car together and I see something on the street that's kind of funny and I point it out to her, like I'd appreciate a chick who could like also see the humor in it, you know, and not just stare at it and be like. What's that? You know, I
describe the perfect headline for an ad about yourself. What's the headline?
I love Funyuns. for an ad about myself,
you're getting out there. You're going to date. You're going to put an ad out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the headline?
Okay. My life is hell. No. No. I'm going to
make your life hell.
Here's I'm one. Quitting. No, not that either.
How about sure?
No, not that. I'm kind of a masculine man, Tim. Well, that's good.
That's not a bad one.
Masculine? little heavy.
Masculine.
Bald, funny man.
Too big.
With established career.
Sure.
Good credit in a house.
Great credit. Beautiful home.
It's getting kind of long.
Seeks.
A headline.
It's like the New York Times small print.
I got one for you.
Seeks small.
All right, what is yours for him?
Funny fat guy seeks hottie.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Because you look at TV and everybody on, every man on TV looks like you and they have a hot broad on their arm, right?
Who let you in?
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Where do I see myself in 10 years?
Yeah. Forest Lawn?
I certainly hope not in 10 years. I am, in 10 years from now, I would hope that I would still be in the
cardiologist's office?
Probably periodically.
The young kid in the cardiologist's
after
office.
The heart attack, they'll probably want to see me once or twice a year. In 10 years, I see myself still working, still probably in the broadcast business. I'll be 45 in 10 years. I would see myself, I feel pretty financially secure now. I certainly don't have enough money to retire.
We need to cut to the chase as a woman here. I need to know, are you wanting to have children? This is very, very, very important. Okay. Very important. Stop talking. Just tell me. Kids, yes or no?
I totally understand why you're single, Meredith.
Ultimately,
cut to the chase.
Yes.
Kids or not.
Ultimately, I'd be a good... I think that I might be a good father because I had a great father.
Plus, you'll have
a
kid, a
great father.
That can take your clothes down to the cleaners for you, so you don't have to do that anymore.
I would like to have children at some point, yes.
That's good to
know. All right, if you'd like to date Brian Whitman, we're going to do a little speed dating here. HurryDate.com is the website, and you can go on there. What does it cost to become a member of Hurry Date?
Goodness gracious, I don't know what the membership costs. I can tell you that...
Oh, I see it right here. It's $1,200 for a month.
No, it's not. Our events run between $35 to $37. If you're a member, you save 25% off of each event, and there's lots of perks to it.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my goodness. And we have an online site, so you can have a profile up there. So after you meet that person, if you need to reference
Right. You want to go back there and get a second look at them?
Yeah, and find out what their religion is.
Uh-huh. Oh, my word.
And what their income is.
Mm-hmm. All right, 520-9710.
By the way, did I mention I got a ton of money?
Awesome.
Yeah. We're going to hurry, Dave.
Did I mention I want a baby?
You have kids yet?
No, I don't.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Meredith Thomas is with us. She works for Hurry Date. She goes out and arranges these parties. And you have an opening spiel, I bet you do, with these people, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she does.
Well, I have I explain what's going on in the bar. I have a little bit of a spiel, sure.
All right, we'll come back and listen to that.
Oh,
and maybe that'll put you over the top. HurryDate.com is the website.
And I want to do some hurry dating at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Yeah, and you only need a minute with Brian Whitman, and he'll tell you.
Oh, geez, that's not
whether you're his
news.
Chick. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. All right, Meredith Thomas is with us. It's HurryDate.com, and it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Wayne Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. You can go to the website, HurryDate.com. Meredith Thomas works for him. And she also does stand-up comedy. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. Look at you, man. And you organize these dates. Where do they usually take place? Bars?
Yeah, bars all over from
upscale?
Orange County. Mostly upscale, depending on the age.
We heard that in here, dude.
I didn't hear it.
No, it's better that you
bad.
Better that you didn't hear it, Meredith.
Depending on the age, if it's a younger demographic, we made to go to more of a hip, trendy bar. If it's older, a nicer restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And so you have a good idea. Like, you won't bring in a 21-year-old with a 50-year-old guy.
Well, we break down the events by different demographics. So, we'll do 30 to 40-year-old women and 35 to 40-year-old men. That's a real popular demographic, but we break it down by age.
You do it by race?
We do. We have done some African-American. They're not as popular.
Why is that?
I don't...
Well, and it's also kind of an antiquated notion almost that people just want to, well, I don't know, maybe it isn't. I might be wrong.
People just want to date within the
right. No, I was going to say that, you know, people are so multicultural that they'll date just any race, but I stopped myself because that's probably not true for a lot of people. A lot of people want to date. If they're white, they want to date a white.
I think this city, maybe we're a little bit open. Maybe that's why they're not as popular in this city. But I just think...
Do you have like honky night at Denim and Diamonds?
Yeah, that's my honky night. Yeah, that's where the village I was. That brings up bad memories. I was the honky of this little village growing up, you know, the daughter of the principal.
Yeah. The I don't know girl. Anybody who in the planet has ever found honky offensive.
No.
Like somebody cuts you off and go, F you honk. I'm like, all right, sorry, man.
I don't think I've ever been called a honky.
I don't think I have either.
I'd like to. It'd be
I've
fun.
Been called a honky. Live in a village in Alaska.
Really? They'll call you one?
I was called a hip honky. Yeah, I was called
a
honky.
There's a white chick around. Yeah. Let's lay honky on her. All right. So you go to these events. 20 to 30 people show up?
Yeah, generally around 20 people. 20 to 30. Yeah, 10 to 15 dates each.
And when, let's say, you know, somebody, I guess you keep score. You write down the number of the chick who's in front of you?
Yeah, they have a name tag and they also have a number. So, and then
wow,
everybody
like
has a little
like
scorecard.
Huh?
Yeah, well, and then everyone has a little scorecard and you put notes. You go back home use your little cheat sheet to put yeses and nos to everyone you met.
Do you brand the really hot chicks?
I don't know. Is there something on my ass here?
Hey, so if you have like if you do five, you can say that on there.
Okay.
When you have like a 5-minute date with a chick. If a guy,
I don't
like,
have 5-minute dates with chicks.
Right, but if you
but
have,
if I did.
If
okay,
let's say
yeah.
Brian did.
All right.
And Brian knows 2 minutes into it that she's a complete lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Can he just sit back and go, all right, baby, press on.
Right, and save those 3 minutes because time is precious.
No, you could. You certainly could. I mean, I would hope that you would just be polite and go
do
3 more minutes.
Do arguments start at these things?
Oh, I'm sure. You could start in 3 minutes, I could start an argument with somebody.
Yeah, I've had people that have met before, and so they'll just get up and go to the bathroom, or I'll have people go, I met that guy at another event, so
do
I don't want
to. Do a girlfriend and boyfriend ever show up?
No, exes, I've heard of people, like, you know, worried that their ex is going to be there.
Now, let me ask you this. Tim asked an important question. If mm-hmm. If it's a 5-minute hurry date and we're 2 minutes in and I've got 3 minutes left and I've realized it's not going to work out, mm-hmm. could it be like the U.S. Senate where I could yield the balance of my time, my 3 minutes to like my best buddy or something so we could have 3 more minutes with some chick that he's into? Or could I carry my 3 minutes over to another date?
To the hotter chick right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. All right,
I mean, you could certainly do that. I don't run a really tight ship, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. All right, so the date starts. You got 5 minutes. You're mm-hmm. on the clock.
Right.
Now, with this hurry date, mm-hmm. you go home and you go, yeah, I like number 5, I like 7, and I like 12.
Right.
Then they give that information to you, and you compare it with the other notes and see if there's a match.
Yeah, do
guys occasionally get skunked?
Everybody, yeah, a lot of people get skunked. Yeah, a lot of I found that guys more than women will sometimes put yes to everybody just to see, you know, just or
see
they
what comes back.
Yeah, just to see.
Oh, I see.
Or
that's interesting.
And you can tell because that person will have all these matches and they really won't be all that. But you'll go, oh, that guy just put yes to everybody.
Jerry should do this speed dating.
Absolutely, Jerry, come
dating.
On out.
And he should wear a crown because he'd be the king of the skunk.
Yeah,
he should wear a big skunk outfit.
Put a crown on his kepi.
You should wear a Halloween skunk outfit with a crown.
Oh, oh no.
Jerry.
Out of your mind.
Seriously, Jerry.
I can hold that one back. To go through this, through life, trying to turn off every chick on the planet.
We have a lovely woman, Meredith Thomas, here.
Are you trying to repel every chick who has ever been on this planet?
Meredith Thomas.
I had to let it out, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, that's gross.
Pig. All right, so
I'm ready to hurry.
All right, let's hurry date.
All right, hurry date, everybody.
520-9710.
Awesome.
That's 520-9710.
And how much time do I get, buddy?
And 888-520-9710. You get 1 minute with every chick.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
You want to open it up with your spiel?
Okay, sure. Here we
Let's
are.
Go.
All right, welcome everybody to Speed Dating. Okay, the ladies, I hope you picked your most comfortable chair because the gentlemen are going to be coming to you all night. Now,
my gentleman here. All right, gentlemen, my gentleman here. When you hear my whistle, no matter how hot she is, no matter how great she smells, your next date is starting. So you're going to have to move to the next letter of the alphabet, okay? And remember that a yes is kind of like a maybe in hurry date language. It's kind of like a maybe. Be open to a maybe. You're not going to get a house, buy a dog. You just want to have a real date. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You're crazy.
All right, hurry date, everyone. Hurry
All
date.
Right. Shelly in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a minute with Brian. Shoot.
Hi, Shelly. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I just love guys who are afraid to S in public restrooms.
Well, you know, I don't use public restrooms. Maybe we have that in common, Shelly. What are you looking for in a man other than an aversion to public restrooms?
Well, I like perverts.
Well, I do own some pornography, and I have viewed pornography, and there have been periods of my life where I watch more pornography than other times in my life, but I'm not going to lie to you and say I've never seen porn. I have seen pornography. I think sometimes watching with, if you're in a relationship with a girlfriend, watching pornography can be kind of a cool thing. Shelly, you into that, baby?
Oh, sure.
Shelly, are you calling us from a cartoon?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
10 seconds left. You know, can I bank these 10 seconds?
I almost
right.
want you to bank these
what
10
do you think,
seconds.
Shelly, in or out?
Out.
Okay, wait, yes, sir. Okay, so that's a no.
520-9710, 888-520-9710, speed dating with Brian Whitman. You can check it out at hurrydate.com. You should have a profile up there, dude.
Yeah, let's get one.
Yeah, get me some action.
Yeah.
Lily, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You're next. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you guys?
You got a minute with Whitman. Go.
Hi, Lily. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. How old are you?
I am 32.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
35. Please, Meredith, my day. Sorry.
Easy, baby.
Meredith. I'm 35. What do you do for a living? Or
I work in social services.
Oh, that's a huge bitch.
You do. That's cool. What do you like to do? What do you like to do on the weekends when you're not working? I hope you don't work on the weekends.
Sometimes I do work on the weekends, but when I have free time, let me see. Gym. Do a lot of running outdoors.
So you work out? What do you look like?
What's your cup size? Like? I'm 5'5", 135, varies from 135 to 140. Mm. Latina.
Ooh, have you seen my picture on the web, by the way?
Yes, I have.
And you think I'm hot?
Actually, do I like bald men?
Really? Really, really, really. So are you curvaceous? You kind of voluptuous?
I've been told I have a nice rack.
Wow. And it's real?
And it's real.
Nice nips?
Oh, Tommy, please.
No.
What's the heaviest you ever been?
What was that?
What's the heaviest you ever been?
Heaviest I've ever been was about 160.
It's my hurry day.
Brian, don't ask questions like that.
Yeah.
Asking the questions here.
And Lily, you've seen me, so you think I'm kind of hot. Why is there nobody with you? And are you a very sexual person?
I'm very sexual. I think I've hit 30s and...
Yeah.
It's on and cracking.
All right, girl. Well, Lily, I'm going to get, can I get like a cell phone number or something?
Not on the air, but possibly,
right.
Sure.
Right, or an email address.
Hold on 1 second.
Email address, hold on here.
All right, how did that hurry date go?
You know what I'm going to give you? I thought that was pretty good. I don't like you calling her sweetheart right at the top.
You don't like that?
No.
Well,
no.
Meredith.
Yeah.
That's him, though.
Meredith.
It's like from the Sands Hotel.
Tim asked me how it went. I'm just giving
Meredith,
you my opinion.
Meredith,
okay.
Meredith,
oh, yeah.
Meredith.
Darling.
I don't care if you don't like him.
Okay, well.
Because it's my date, not yours.
Yeah, she's giving you tips on how to be more successful.
She obviously didn't mind it, but if you sweethearted me within the first 1 minute, I'm just telling you that it would have been a little bit of a turnoff.
Oh,
you know,
she didn't mind.
No, clearly she
did not. Wait a minute. Do you organize the hurry dates, or do you tell guys how to get women?
Hey, Tim just asked me how it went.
Because you know who? Because
well,
because
I see a lot of mistakes, and I'm just trying to get
some other
mistakes.
You see a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
Yes, you're single.
Yeah.
Brian, what? Don't cry, Mary. Brian, what are some other mistakes that Brian makes?
Well, I didn't like that he's sweetheart. I liked her. I liked that she's a social worker, and she said she went to the gym.
Irritating.
All right. Brian, please.
No, what more? I want more feedback.
Okay. No, I
I thought it was very nice. I think it was an appropriate question to find out what she did. I think that you could have had a conversation about her being a social worker instead of going
but
to...
But how sexually she was. Is that a good area?
You only have a minute. You only have a minute. You only have a minute.
No. No. A nice conversation about what she does. She's a social worker. She helps people for a living instead of finding out what her rack is like.
I didn't ask her. By the way, Meredith, I don't know if your headphones are working. She mentioned the rack. She mentioned she has a nice rack. I didn't ask about her rack.
That's
and yes,
classy.
I'm going to ask if she's sexual. And you know what? At dinner, Meredith, mm-hmm. I could have a conversation with her about social work that'd make your head spin. So the social work conversation will happen at dinner. All right?
He's
that'll
the angriest
wow,
man on the planet.
No,
the social work conversation will happen at dinner.
Okay.
You only have a minute. This is hurry date. You have a minute. I think.
Hey, Meredith, write this down.
If someone asks me in the first minute if I'm sexual, I am not, and called me sweetheart, I'm not going to have a sense that we're on the same page.
Okay, that's fair.
Meredith, write this down.
Yes.
Not open to criticism.
Yeah.
But let me say this. But if I have a minute.
Yes.
If I have a minute,
yeah.
I'm going to find out that information. If
she's sexual.
Yes, I am.
In the first minute.
Because if she, if you just have a minute and then she's off the phone and gone forever, I mean, how would you know? She's a social. Here's what I liked about her.
Something should be left to your imagination for that.
I asked her, Meredith.
That would have been a more appropriate question. Because that's a deal breaker.
I asked her what she did for a living. I asked her what she does for recreation. I asked a lot of those questions that I'm sure she wanted me
you
to ask. Right.
Right.
All right. Is it a... All right, we'll do more speed dating.
I've done so well so far.
Yeah, you've done fantastic.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to criticize. I thought you were quite...
All right, Jerry, please. Very charming.
I think.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Right, if you'd like to hurry date with me.
1 minute with Brian Whitman. Hurry dating at hurrydate.com. And again, the phone number, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. Meredith Thomas is with us from HurryDate.com. Check it out on the website. Maybe you'll get into hurry dating. Who knows? And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Meredith Thomas is with us. She's a stand-up comic, and she also works for HurryDate.com and puts people together. Now, you're a stand-up comic. What do you open with?
I do a speed dating joke.
Oh, you do?
I do.
On hurry date, about speed dating.
Yeah, about speed dating.
Right.
Not about hurry dating.
Yeah,
they're
like
dating.
The lower class version of what you guys do,
the
right?
Speedy dates.
Yeah.
No, I either open with this my speed dating joke, or I basically just throw up my shirt and beg for a baby. Either one of those is the.
It's not bad. You should just do that for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just hold your shirt up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well,
I want a baby.
In
here. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so you won a competition. You're the fourth funniest person in LA?
Yeah, I'm top four. I'm the funny. I'm the funniest, funniest white chick in the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That deserves at least one person to applaud.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Funniest white chick in the city.
Yeah, well, I say that because, I was the top four funniest comic in the city. And I
You're
was
the top
last,
female comic?
I'm the last white chick standing in that top four.
So it was a black chick that beat you out.
No, she didn't beat me out. No, they didn't beat me out. They didn't do, there's a white guy beat me out.
White guy. That's not bad.
All right.
HurryDate.com is the website. And I guess Todd wants to say something here. Todd and Hawthorne, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Come in with me. Love the show.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks. Yeah, I was about to cut it off because I'm not really into this dating thing anyway. But my only question was, I think Meredith was very critical because each woman is different. And the way the conversation was going with, I think it's Whitman with the young lady on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Brian Whitman.
She was digging him, so... The atmosphere was good. What he was saying was good. She was appreciating. So, you know, each woman is different. So certain women you can tell what you can say, certain women you can't say. So
yeah,
I think it was great. I think it was great because with her, everything he was saying, she was already in tune with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was into me.
So
the aura and everything was great. Now certain women you can tell on the phone mm-hmm. by certain things you say, you got to be a little bit more careful. But with her,
how do you do it, chicks?
She was.
I do pretty good. I mean, yeah. I don't do those services. I just go to clubs, but I can tell when a woman is on to me, when a woman's not.
You go to nice clubs?
I go to very decent clubs.
What is your name again?
My name's Todd.
So you
have a very nice voice. And
oh,
I love
thank
laugh.
You. Oh, Todd.
Love laugh. That's the kind of kept
oh,
me on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that kept even though I'm critical though, because
yeah.
I was.
Well, I'm saying, you know, each woman's different.
But yeah.
Are you
no,
Hispanic? Are you Hispanic, dude?
No, I'm African American.
Oh, hello, Todd.
She loves that.
So, what are these clubs you like to go to?
Oh, I like to go to the Standard. I go to the Mayans. I like to go. You know, I like to just adventure.
And how old are you, Todd?
Well, I just turned 40 today. Thanks,
oh,
guys.
Whoa. Okay, children.
Okay, well, here's the joke. Here's my joke.
Okay.
It's right down here. Okay. I feel 19. They say I'm 25, but I'm 40.
Where's
the joke? The joke.
Okay, then forget it. You didn't
no, wait,
it.
Wait, wait. Say it again. What
so
is it?
You look. You
I feel 19.
You feel 19.
They say I'm 25, but I'm 40.
Oh.
It's kind of like a little joke.
So what about children?
Wow. Well, my daughter, she's 18.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Are you fixed?
Excuse me?
Are you fixed?
No, I'm not fixed.
Oh, okay.
You want more kids?
Yeah.
yes and no.
But,
you know.
Now, Meredith, you seem to be hitting on Todd. What's going on here?
No, I'm just...
And maybe Todd can help you write your act.
Yeah. Do you hurry date? Do you ever get into it? Because it sounds like you, are looking for some action here.
I actually, when I got into hurry dating because a friend of mine used to have me come out and be a dater with her.
I see.
Sometimes we'll have too many men or too many women and we got to fill in a few. And man. So I used to come out and date. But
I'm looking at the website right now. There's a couple of hot chicks there, but this is a beater fest, man.
A what?
No, I'm just kidding. All right, Meredith, thanks for coming in. Meredith
sure.
Thomas, check out
me.
HurryDate.com and start hurrying those dates, man.
Yeah, hurry date, everyone.
And if if you want to get Meredith pregnant, she's looking for a kid.
Yeah, real quick, too. She's right. Looking for a baby real
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, my eggs are drying
yeah,
up, you know, as
gonna,
we speak.
She's going to drop her last healthy
like
eggs.
Raisins,
soon.
Yeah.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, Meredith.